In Austin, Texas, the city council recently considered a largely symbolic resolution that the city align with the organization Charter for Compassion and be declared as a compassionate community, joining many other cities worldwide. One council member objected to some of the language, saying that it, quote, urged idolatry of the earth rather than its creator, and talked about compassion breaking down ideological boundaries when Jesus did that better than anyone. Let me just summarize that again. His concern was that supporting compassion meant urging idolatry of the earth instead of its creator, and was worried about putting all of the spiritual teachers together in one clump or spiritual traditions and not setting Jesus apart from them when Jesus did that better than anyone. So we can take this statement as really a symbol of the culture war that we've been currently witnessing around us, and not just in the church sphere. Maybe we're witnessing a cultural sea change of such significance that it does meet Joanna Macy's label of the Great Turning. We can think of it as essentially a revolution, a major paradigm shift around the question, where is God? Or put another way, where is authority? And Diana Butler Bass's newest book, Grounded, some of you may have heard of this book, is focused on this very question. She writes, "Not so long ago, believers confidently asserted that God inhabited heaven, a place of eternal reward for the faithful. We occupied a three-tiered universe, with heaven above where God lived, with the world below where we lived, and the underworld where we feared we might go after death. The church mediated the space between heaven and earth, acting as a kind of holy elevator, whereby God sent down divine directions, and if we obeyed the directives, we would go up eventually to live in heaven forever and avoid the terrors below." So the Austin councilman's concern of worship of the earth rather than its creator, I'm hearing that as a concern about location. But why would it matter really where God is located? Naturally, it would be primarily of concern for those who see themselves in a heightened position as operators of that holy elevator. So concerns about God's location may really be just about locations and positions of people. And this other concern about compassion breaking down ideological barriers. In other words, fewer lines are being drawn between the various teachers and traditions, emphasizing compassion. He's saying, why lump them all together when Jesus is in a class all his own? In other words, he's talking about moving Jesus down, right? Or the concern that it would be moving him down. So this is what I'm understanding again. His concern is about a loss of vertical position, about moving toward a more horizontal human organization altogether. We can see the growing pains of this revolution in our current presidential race, with ideologies ranging from the extreme horizontal to the extreme vertical, socialism on one end and increasing authoritarianism on the other. And what about HB2? Is it really about bathrooms and safety? Or is it really about who is positioned to be able to define who another person is? Does every person get to choose their identity for themselves, horizontal? Or is that authority located outside of the individual, vertical? For some, moving toward horizontal drives scarcity-based fears. It means more for all means less for me. Some people fear that a society with less control will lead to anarchy, a breakdown of law and order. And if one believes that some people are going to heaven and some to hell, it can be nearly impossible then to avoid dividing people into categories of upward bound and downward bound, to tell people that they can no longer draw that line when it comes to transgender people. The message they may hear is that they are no longer allowed to try to create emotional safety for themselves by distancing themselves from those people they see as wrong or evil. Another way to think of this as a vertical as the impulse toward achievement and the horizontal as the impulse toward community. And so this transition forces Americans to even rethink the American dream and capitalism itself. For more people to trust the horizontal model, people will need to discover that they actually prefer it. Pastor Mark has been gently leading us in that horizontal direction. In one recent message, you may recall, he repeatedly offered an image of Jesus riding into the public square on a donkey, Roman soldiers eyeing him as he entered, emphasizing the impermanence and vulnerability of Jesus' living body, placing him squarely in the world among common people. His repeated messages about pushing back against the powers that be, I see that as a call for less verticality, and his encouragement last week for us to do random acts of kindness. Send a message to all that generosity is our true nature. It is a call for continuing investment in the horizontal. If we're no longer as sure as we once were that there is even a heaven located above, this can draw us toward living with more mindfulness and presence while on earth. It is about community, but also about being with the passing of the seasons, connecting to nature, about being fully in our bodies. Here's one member of Covenant living those principles, sharing the other day on Facebook. Listening to the world awaken, especially the birds, always touches me and centers my day. The calming stillness and lovely quiet gradually giving way to wakeful sights and sounds. Dim light peeking through branches as darkness recedes. A bed creaking. Shuffling steps moving down the hallway. One, then two, then three birds singing their wake-up songs. The dog rattling his kennel door. All this and more. I deeply cherish this time in my day. So we need look no further for our heaven on earth than right here, to springtime in Greensboro, to your neighborhood, and to your communities. I apologize that my message here is really not a new one. It's another call to be in the present moment, to show up for your life. But I feel lucky that Covenant urges us to participate in this change, one that very well may be a great turning. Fast writes that congregations such as Covenant are the exception, not the rule. Quote, as the gap between spiritual revolution and religious institutions persists and widens, for the most part, the spiritual revolution challenges the church. It challenges the vision of a distant God that has been the basis of much of religious life for the last 1,000 years or so. But it is surprisingly easy to join the revolution. Get off the elevator. Feel your feet on the ground. Take a walk or hike. Plant a garden. Clean up a watershed. Act on behalf of the earth. Find your roots. Honor your family and home. Love your neighbor as yourself. And live the golden rule as you engage the commons. Pay attention. Play. Sing new songs. Recite poetry. Write new prayers and liturgies. Learn sacred texts. Make friends with those of other faiths. Celebrate the cycle of the seasons and embrace ancient wisdom. Trust that living things grow and change, and that transformation need not be feared.